This is St. Louis Public Radio. When children of color pick up a book, often they don't see themselves in the stories they read. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson reports, one African American-owned children's bookstore is tapping into an unmet need.
At sunset, the city is softly aglow.
It's story time at the I See Me African American Children's Bookstore in University City. Today's book is City Shapes. It's about a little black girl exploring her neighborhood. But that's what makes the store unique. Kids of color can see themselves in anything they read. Co-owners Jeffrey Blair and his wife Pamela say the idea for the store came when they were homeschooling their own kids.
It was really difficult to find materials that had positive black images.
And so they created their own learning materials. Jeffrey says when their kids started seeing themselves in the books they read, it made a difference.
That foundation we saw actually translated to giving them a real positive self-esteem, a clarity about a lot of even current events that are taking place, and a real excitement about learning.
The Blairs wanted other children of color to have the same experience, so they opened the I See Me bookstore in 2015. It's a place where kids can imagine themselves as a doctor, a superhero, or even a princess. Pamela says she's seen the faces of little black girls light up when they see characters with natural hair or kids who can identify with characters from the Black Panther series.
Because it makes them feel good, not just because it's a superhero, because for the first time, there's someone that is doing like magical things and I can relate to him and he looks like me.
That's something that Kiera Cross wants for her one-year-old daughter, Skylar. As a teacher herself, Cross says I See Me is a game changer.
I remember growing up, I didn't have a store like this where I got to see myself, and I want her to see herself all the time.
The Blairs say at I See Me, these kids will see themselves at the center of their own narrative every time they crack open a book. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.